All right, it's Friday. Probably half of you in police week drinking soda, I'm sure. Nobody drinks alcohol in police work. But I'm going to jump on here today because I do get a lot of questions about strip searches and body cavity searches. What's the difference between the two? When can we use them? When can we employ them? And, you know, the easy way to go about this is really read the Attorney General guideline. I'm going to attach a link to this, but I'm going to also talk about a few other things and the perception of it and what you could expect if you're going to engage in this kind of search. So what I have in front of me here is the AG guidelines for body cavity and strip search for the state of New Jersey. And the definitions, first, it says a strip search is a removal of a rearrangement of clothing to permit visual inspection of a person's A, undergarments, B, buttocks, C, anus, D, genitals, and E, breasts. So if you're removing clothing and it doesn't expose the undergarments, buttocks, anus, genitals, or breasts, it's not a strip search. Taking somebody's jacket off is not a strip search. Taking somebody's shoes off is not a strip search because you're not seeing things that are private to the human body, okay? The following does not constitute a strip search. Now, specifically, they put in here the removal or rearrangement of clothing reasonably required to render medical treatment or assistance, or removal of articles of outer clothing such as coats, ties, belts, or shoelaces or shoes. So there you go. Now, if you guys would just take the time to read some of this stuff, you wouldn't have to debate it at muster at midnight. You can just Google this stuff. Body cavity searches, strip searches, AG guidelines. You can read it and we'll quell and calm any kind of disagreements that you may have with these 700 other police officers that you work with that think they know everything. Again, I don't perceive to know everything. I don't want that perception to be. I just read and study this stuff, and I've employed it, and I know the rules, and I've had a lot of cases behind it. So I'm going to continue on here. But really, once I learned about all this stuff, I mean, it wasn't hard to just follow what the rules, the AG guideline, the AG's office, case law, appellate division case law, 2C, Title 39, all this stuff, all this knowledge is then employed to become a very efficient police officer, defunct of any kind of lawsuits, internal affairs, investigations, or complaints that were even sustainable. Because, you know, I never had one sustained against me during the course of my duties. And I made a lot of car stops. I mean, thousands and thousands and thousands of car stops. I mean, thousands of motor vehicle stops in the career that I had here in New Jersey. All right, body cavity search. Here's the rule on that. Don't do them. That's it. Sure, a lot of people in here have taken Larry Holtz's course. He has since then retired. But one of the things he said was, as far as body cavity searches, you can read about it. But if they got it up there, let them keep it. So just, you know, there's a lot that goes into that. You're not going to be having people spread. There's cases that I'm reading. I'm not going to include them on here because they're not necessary. You don't have to read through them. You just need to know. The courts do not like police officers like lifting people's wieners up and spreading butt cheeks to retrieve things. You know, you can shake. So somebody asked me, oh, if he's got it sucked down his pants, can we shake it out? Like, you got to use your imagination to that. Yeah, but you can't be exposing things. You know, you're running a fine line there. I'm not telling you not to do your job. You just need to be cognizant of what this report's going to say and how you're going to explain it and what you can and can't do. And you want to work within the confines of the AG guidelines. So this is at a time when you're allowed to do a strip search. Detention or arrest with custodial confinement, strip search, no exigent circumstances. If you have no exigent circumstances, you can get a search warrant or consent. You got one of the two. So you can ask the person or you can call an AP and try to get a warrant. You know, you have to get that. And you must also have be authorized by the officer in charge of the station house. So your shift commander is going to have to agree to it as well. So you need two prongs that have to be met. You need an AP and a judge to approve it and give you the thumbs up on a search warrant, or you need consent, a supervisor to agree with it and approve it. Under exigent circumstances, probable cause will to believe the person is concealing a weapon, contraband, or evidence of a crime, and exigent circumstances preventing obtaining a search warrant or approval of an officer in charge. The guy's got a gun down his nuts and he's reaching for it. Like, you can obviously then, you know, go in and get that gun if that's what you think you're dealing with. You don't have to die because you're worried about an AG guideline. You just need to know what it is when you guys aren't in that that super crazy situation where somebody may be trying to do something. I would say my opinion, outside of a weapon or a gun or a knife or something that's going to harm you, I think there's certainly other ways to go back into the subsection A of this, which says, subsection A, which is the non-exigent circumstances. I would say probably be a weapon. That's just my feeling about it. All right, body cavity searches. I'm skipping right past all this. You don't got to do this. Don't even do it. You can read about it if you like. I've never done one. I've never heard of anybody doing one. I wouldn't suggest doing one. And then you can read. I'm going to attach the link. You guys can read and print that. 6 pages. Print it out. You can read through what needs to happen. All right. And then also, this is another piece that I thought was interesting. Unless authorized by a search warrant or consent, a strip search should not be conducted if the arrested person will be released without custodial confinement or will soon be released on bail or own recognizance. So something to think about. What are you locking them up for? Is it a DP? Is it a traffic warrant? The guy's got $500 on him and the traffic warrant is $250. And, you're literally bringing him to process him. So things you have to think about. You guys should know this stuff and really become very fluent with it so you know what you're doing. You don't get yourself in trouble. I mean, I'm not going to bring up a certain agency that attended my training, and they told me about how their conduct was frequent for strip searching people and almost at the line of body cavity searches. And this was 5 years ago, and I said, look, you guys are going to get in trouble, and I'm not trying to sound like a goober or dork. I just don't want to see anybody get in trouble losing their job over silly shit like this. And let me tell you something. Not too long ago, that agency got sued, and they got sued good. So I'm not going to bring it up. Should be too hard to find. You want to find it on Google. And I'm just going to go into this, and it says, although not mentioned in the statewide guidelines, it is well settled that the direct observation by a police officer of an arrestee defecating, urinating, or changing a sanitary napkin or tampon is considered a search for constitutional purposes and will be treated like a strip search. All right, that's Wilkes versus the Borough of Clayton. That comes out in 1988. And also DiLoreto versus the Borough of Oakland. The courts are firm in the position that the arrestees may reasonably expect to defecate, urinate, or change a sanitary napkin or tampons without direct visual observation by law enforcement officers unless some justification for the intrusion is demonstrated. So be careful, guys. Just be careful. Write your stuff. Don't violate it. Don't be a Stugatz. All right. It's for the guys who aren't from New Jersey. You'll Google that too. You guys have questions? I'm seeing anybody writing any questions. Nope, just tells me who's watching. So enjoy your weekend. Maybe I'll be back here tomorrow. I'm going to try to get here. I got to go to a graduation party. And if I don't get too toasty, I'll jump on here and do a video for you guys. You have to want to reach out to me, send me a message, whatever it may be. This is good stuff. I know it's not the most exciting shit in the world, but there's probably a lot of people out there whose questions were answered on when we can do this. Because, guys, I get this call. This is a very frequent call that I get at my phone or messages. Hey, call me. We have an issue. So I'm here for you. If you need me, reach out to me. If I don't know it, I won't answer the question. I do not discuss things that I do not know well. Good night.